WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And want to let you know about a couple of quick things. First of all, now, as you probably heard, the Gen X Files, no longer sponsored by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. They stepped back for the off season, but they did say they're going to continue to offer a prize for the brain freeze question of the week that we'll have tomorrow. So we just adjusted the prize a little bit because, again, it's going to be a slower period for them. So you're going to win a free dish or cone of ice cream if you get the brain freeze question of the week, you know, just so we can keep giving away some ice cream. That'll be tomorrow during the Gen X Files. And, of course, we've got so many other things we're giving away. As I mentioned earlier, your first cash code is coming up this hour. And our IT team, the folks who are the ones who make all of that work perfectly for us, said they are aware that there are some issues where you're entering in the code and it's not graying out to show you that the code was entered. But they said, don't worry. They're working on a fix for that, and the codes are being recorded. So they do know that you did enter, even though it's not graying out. So you did enter. It's just that whatever triggers the box to gray out to show that you entered isn't working. So they're fixing that. But they want you to know that all of the codes that you typed in are still entered in. So you still have those entries having gone in. They're working on that, and they should have that fixed pretty soon. But if that happens to you at 8 o'clock, you go to put in the code, and you say, it doesn't look like it took it. It didn't lock me out. Didn't gray it out. It still got it. Also, the New Bedford City Council lawsuit against the Mitchell administration, that has gone now to the Boston News Channel. WCVB has something about it on their website. Also, they have a report that there is one person who was hospitalized after an officer-involved shooting early this morning in the Beacon Hill neighborhood of Boston. Happened just after 6 a.m. So there's no more details than that right now. But we'll let you know if we hear anything else about it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, this whole thing with the night show hosts, I call them night show clowns. Gutfeld and Colbert and Kimball. This is just a distraction from the major problems that we have in our country. Unemployment hasn't been this high in 40 years, it was reported on the news. Younger people are having a hard time finding jobs, and other people. The dollar has continued to be devalued. We have a big national debt. And here we're talking about these night clowns, which is, it's just a distraction from the major issues. You have to remember, a lot of these news companies and these major networks, all the alphabet soups, owned by big major movie studios. You know, whether it's and Xfinity, NBC, Universal, and ABC is owned by Disney, and Paramount owns CBS. And so this is a distraction from the real issues that we're going through in our country. You know, and people on both extremes are being brainwashed and falling into, this narrative.
Well, I think this became a distraction because the administration made it a distraction. You know, the Trump administration are the ones that decided to turn this into a thing when it didn't need to be.
Well, both these parties, where we are today is because of both political parties who sold off America and continue to sell off America to big multinational corporations. And here we're talking about Jimmy Kimmel, a night show host clown. That I can, care less about, and Gutfeld and all the other ones. I care about the direction that our country is going in.
Well, and, I mean, unfortunately, you can get more people to care about a TV show host than you can to care about those issues.
And the radio and even, well, I mean, radio and TV, I mean, even your station carries Mickey Mouse fake news that comes every hour on the hour.
Well, why do you call it fake news?
Because it is fake news. They have a spin. I want non-biased, just give me the facts.
I don't hear a bias in the ABC News.
I do. Oh. I do on the radio and I do on the TV.
I mean, maybe in some of the programming.
Corporations, movie corporations that run the news and put spins and propaganda. I think the American people are being overly propagandized that the major news story in all the networks is Jimmy Kimmel. You know, who cares about that guy? I don't.
So where do you...
$18 million a month for doing the shows.
Where do you get news that doesn't have spin?
Well, the Epic Times, it gives me just the news.
That definitely has a bias.
That's where I get it.
Well, that has a right-wing bias. Outlets.
I'm just saying I'm not a fan of Mickey Mouse news.
Yeah, so you want a right-leaning bias. You don't want a left-leaning bias, is what you're saying.
No, I don't want any bias at all because I'm not a Republican or Democrat.
You just named a biased news organization.
I don't take labels.
Though.
That's why the American people... are where they are divided because they listen to lying politicians and big corporation multimedia companies that want you to be divided while the country continues to go down the toilet. I think people need to smarten up and think for themselves.
Okay. Thank you for the call. The Epic Times is a far right-leaning publication. Let's take some phone calls here. Hold on. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
How you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to hear he calls all the time about the biases. And do they not want to, everything has to be about left wing, right wing? I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's the entertainer, right? You either like watching him and get a few chuckles, you know, or not watching him. Just like Johnny Carson and the rest of them. I mean, all it is entertainment. You know, he needs to, you know, chill out and enjoy the ride. And
well,
you know, if you want to get serious,
it's something that's kind of gone across, you know, across society overall. Is, you know, it used to be if you didn't like somebody's perspective, you didn't pay them any attention. But now, if you don't like somebody's perspective, you have to try to get them fired. You have to try to get them taken off the air. And yeah, people will point to, oh, well, that started with the left and cancel culture. But it's actually been something that's been ongoing for quite a long time. Bring it all the way back to Bill Maher getting kicked off Politically Incorrect back in 2002.
Right.
So, or was it late? It was either late 2001 or early 2002, I think.
Yeah,
I forget.
Jimmy Kimmel took his spot, right?
Yeah, that's why Jimmy Kimmel's there in the first place. But that was the problem then was that was, you know, somebody from the left who said something that got canceled by the right. So we can go all the way back to that and say, you know, this has been something that's been ongoing where people just can't let their viewing habits or their dollars do the talking. They have to say, well, no, you don't have a right to exist if you disagree with me.
Absolutely right. Very well said, Jim. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. And by the way, again, both sides I'm talking about. I'm not talking about one side or the other. For example, I don't like anything on Fox News. I find the production values to be subpar. I think it looks like I'm watching something from the 90s, so I don't watch it. That's my choice. I don't say it should be taken off the air. You know, I don't watch The Office. I don't think they should remove it from streaming services. It's just not my thing, so I don't watch it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I think that the comedians are the best. They are so funny. And we need that in this world today. Because I'll tell you, if not, we're just going to be a very depressed country, which we already are. But I don't know. But that's my opinion. And I do talk in my sleep. I'll tell you that.
Well, maybe we should have you host a late night show. Maybe you talking in your sleep might get better ratings.
Oh, they have. Well, she was talking about a colonoscopy. Last time I was at a colonoscopy, they put me out, and I talked through the whole thing in my sleep. I woke up. They woke me up. They're like, no, no, don't wake her up yet. The nurses, the three nurses standing there who want to hear the end of the story.
Well, they were laughing. It must have been a good one, yeah.
I guess. I said, tell me about it, because I don't remember any of it. But, yeah, sometimes I wake myself up. I talk so loud. But that's it. But nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Don't answer myself.
Real quick, do you have a favorite late-night host?
Oh, I used to love, let me see. I like him, but if I'm awake, if I don't fall asleep. But I do like, I like Jimmy Kimmel, and I like, I used to love watching Johnny Carson when Rodney Dangerfield was on. I love him.
Sure, yeah.
He was funny. He was great. And, I don't see too many of them because they're on so late for me.
Yeah, sometimes. That's how I feel.
I watch a movie and I forget there's something else is on, but yeah, that's what happens.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I put it on earlier.
Oh, sorry.
All righty.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Yeah, I think most people probably don't stay up, or if they do stay up, they're probably distracted by other things. I at 11:20 last night, I was laying in bed saying, well, should I just stay up like 20 more minutes and watch the beginning of it? And I was like, nah, I'll find out tomorrow. And I think that's what most people probably do when it comes to those shows. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. I'm thinking about this, and, you know, I could care less about Jimmy Kimmel. I know him for what it is. What his show is entertainment, and that's all it is. And that's all anybody should take it as. It's entertainment. It's cracking jokes. Comedy is supposed to be edgy, you know, to get people tuned in, whether to argue about it or to laugh at it, you know, one or the other.
And then really, those shows just exist for celebrities to come on and promote their projects. That's what the whole show is about anyway.
Yeah. The overall issue is it tactful to be cracking jokes about things that, you know, free speech is free speech. Absolutely. But you can't cheer, you know, or be fine with the fact that Charlie Kirk just got shot to death over exercising his free speech and then complain about somebody else getting fired from a company, or in Jimmy Kimmel's case, getting paused from a company for exercising his uncomfortable free speech. I mean, at least Jimmy Kimmel didn't get shot.
And his comments, yeah, and his comment, you know, he, if you look at what he said from the very beginning, he was one of the first people to put out a statement on social media, you know, condemning what had happened. So, I mean, I think most people that watch his show knew where he was coming from with that. I think that most people who are jumping all over him are people that didn't watch the show and just heard that and went by what was said, which, well, I still don't understand why what he said was wrong. I mean, right. I understand that he was wrong about what he said, but I don't know why that was something that was considered, you know, such a violation.
Well, at least he didn't get shot, I'm fine with the fact that they just put a pause, they just muted him before he maybe stuck his foot in his mouth and did something embarrassing to the company. And we're seeing things like that happen across the country. We're seeing teachers get fired for mouthing off, you know, for celebrating Charlie Kirk or whatever, saying insensitive things that don't necessarily reflect the standards of their employers. You know, again, it's better than getting shot in the head.
Yeah, but that's not a good comparison. You can't say, no. You can't say, well, you know, at least you didn't get shot in the head every time something doesn't go your way. That's an extreme example. People shouldn't be losing their jobs over what they're saying.
Well, people shouldn't be losing their lives over what they're saying. Yeah,
but it's not the same thing.
So it's an escalation of, you know, trying to control somebody's speech. So I think getting rid of somebody or I've been fired, like I told you last week or whatever, last time we talked, you know, I've been fired for it, potentially, you know, who knows. It's, but and I'm sure a lot of people out there also have, for embarrassing the company, doing something that they probably shouldn't have done or said something they probably shouldn't have said, and they got fired from the job. They got let go. It just is what it is. Better than getting shot in the head. And I'm not gonna excuse the fact that this guy shot Charlie Kirk in the head
I don't think anybody's going to know.
No. That's not the way you deal with speech that you don't like. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but there's an interview that Jordan Peterson did. I think it was with a British woman, might have been on the BBC or whatever, but it was about the potential to offend someone and what do you do about it on both sides, the sender and the receiver, the communicator and the receiver, listener. It basically says that everybody, the moment that they open their mouth, regardless of whatever comes out of their mouth, they have the potential to offend someone. Now, how do they deal with that? Do they just not say their opinion because they're afraid they might be dodging bullets or they might offend someone? Or is it up to the listener to kind of harden themselves and say, well, they're entitled to their opinion. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't harm me. So,
well, the problem with it is the intention. If the intention is there to say something that would knowingly harm somebody, then that's a different story. So, if somebody says something that they didn't know was a derogatory term and they weren't aware of it, then they learn from that and they find out about it. But if, multiple times people have said, please don't use the R word to refer to people that are mentally challenged, and you still decide to use it, and you're like, whatever, I can use whatever word I want. That's, and you still use it anyway. That's ignorant now. That's doing something that you are intentionally knowing that you're causing harm to somebody and doing it because you think for some reason your feelings matter more than theirs.
Well, everybody's feelings matter, I don't know. Either way, I could care less about Charlie.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I could really care less. I could care less that he was kind of, they put a mute button on it. I think that was a smart thing to do before he said something stupid. And that's their right. That's an employer's right to watch their bottom line and guard themselves against what may harm that bottom line for them. So I'll let you go. You have a good day, Tim.
You as well. And let's squeeze in one more call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just want to highlight something. Do you think that these companies actually care about the people? Like, let's use the Jimmy Kimmel situation. You think they actually care about what they said, or do you think you were going? Do you think they care about the result of what was going to the result of his comments?
Well, I think they care mostly about how the advertisers are going to react. So it's not.
Exactly.
It's not about. It's. I was saying earlier, you might have missed it, but I said, you can write all the letters as a person that you want. What really matters to these television networks is when the advertisers are saying, "Hey, we're not comfortable with what this is." But in this case, it was kind of it wasn't the advertisers that was putting the pressure on them. It was the FCC.
Correct. Like I said, they don't care about people. These are the people that are putting out propaganda, right? Programming. Like, they could care less about us as people. We have to care about each other as people, left, right, whatever you want to be. They care about their bottom dollar, and that's the problem. It's the same reason why churches refused to fight against the government during COVID. It wasn't because, freedom of religion and all of that. It was they didn't want to lose their 503C, and that's how the government controls us. And that's what we have to see. We are people. We have to look out for each other because we are all we have. Same thing with the Second Amendment and all. The Second Amendment. That's why that was put in place, to protect us from the government, which is why the government is fighting so hard to take the guns away from the people. Do you actually think that they care about gun violence in America? No, they don't.
I mean,
trust and, be- trust and believe. Like, we are called, you've heard it before, collateral damage.
You know, but I can't believe that they don't want people to be intentionally harmed. But I think that, you know, they look at it as what's our role in this? What can we do about this?
Correct. No, and then that's the problem. Government keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and these people who probably never worked days in their lives are trying to dictate how we live our lives. It's the same thing with our jobs. The reason why we don't have free speech at our workplaces is because there's a social media policy, you know, because we are a reflection, even though it's coming out of our mouths, we are a reflection of the company. And that's how we are pawns. We are pawns in the game. We are slaves to this game. We go to work our entire lives to retire and have our golden years that we can't even afford to live. People need to start looking at that.
You also have to acknowledge the fact that this was a people-created problem. The reason why companies have to have these social media policies is because people decided when they didn't like what somebody said that they would start contacting their employer and say, look what your employee said. This is the kind of person you employ? And if people could have just left that alone and said, you know what? I'm not going to associate what somebody says on their own personal social media with the place where they earn a living because the two do not correlate. Then if they had just left that alone, we wouldn't be in this situation. But because people had to take it upon themselves to go complain to businesses about what their employees said outside of work hours, outside of the work location, that's where we ended up this way. So it's not a corporate created problem for people. It's a people created problem for corporations.
Tim, I'm going to push back real quick, but where did that idea to call these places and complain come from? It came from the programming that they're watching. That's where they got that idea that I'm going to complain to ABC. Because if you took a step back and said, hey, wait a minute, that guy has a family. Like, you know what I mean? And like, he's potentially not going to be able to provide for his family. And free speech and really kind of stand behind the Constitution, people would think a little bit different. Again, we are molded to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, so on and so forth. We have to look for after each other, Tim. That's all we have. I say it again and again. If we were to get invaded by another country and you're a complete homophobe, but your next door neighbor is a gay man, are you not going to rely? Are you going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to go over there to help or to ask for help because he's a homosexual man? No, that's all you have. All of those preconceived notions and those that mental thinking is going to fly out the window. Like, same thing with the police issue, right? Everybody's like, oh, F the police. But who do you call the first time you have an issue? You call the police, right? You forget about F the police and all of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's, again, we are being brainwashed.
You can also need the police and also be against certain things that are part of the police policy. The problem is we don't have the analytical wherewithal anymore as a groupthink to be able to look at that and say, okay, we still love and appreciate the work that they do when they do it right. There's just parts of this that we don't like, and we can't we have to fall into yes or no, black or white, pro or con. We can't have, there's no subtlety, there's no nuance.
Yeah, basically, and to sum it all up, we cannot agree to disagree anymore. if that makes any sense.
Well, no, I got to push, but no, I'm just kidding. I agree. All right. You have a good day.
Yep. Yeah, you too.
And I do have to take a break here, but before I do, I mean, just as an example of this, New Bedford Light had the story yesterday that a firefighter has been placed on leave, a city firefighter has been placed on leave for violating the city's social media policy for things that he wrote online about the killing of Charlie Kirk. So, you know, people were probably complaining to the city about this. I don't know if somebody, I'd have to reread the story to see if it was... Yes. They did get some complaints about it. It was Jonathan Darling, the public information officer for the city, did not disclose what social media activity potentially breached city policy, but said in an email that the fire chief received 4 emails and 1 phone call notifying the department of a potential violation. So 4 people, 4 emails and a phone call are who complained about this. And it is a violation of the city's social media policy, so obviously the firefighter knew that he was doing something wrong when he did it, because you signed that policy, you agree to it. But if you are in a triple-decker in New Bedford that's on fire, and you need to get rescued from that, or you need them to come and put out the fire in your home to save your home, do you care what that person's political opinions are? Or do you care about if they do a good job at their job? .  We can talk about that, but I've got to get this break in, then we'll get the news with Mike, and then more with you.
President Trump commenting on the Ruth verdict. A list of top colleges are out, and changes coming to baseball next year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump in Florida has been found guilty. Trump spoke about the verdict yesterday.
I'm very appreciative of the justice that was given and the way it was handled by Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche and everybody that it's been, and their team of people.
A jury found Ryan Ruth attempted to kill Trump while he was playing golf at his Palm Beach golf course while running for re-election last year. Ruth reportedly appeared to try to stab himself in the neck. After the verdict was read in the courtroom, he was found guilty of attempted assassination, assaulting a federal officer, and a felon in possession of a firearm. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, "Ruth is an evil man that had an evil intention," and he thanked the Justice Department for its work. Ruth is set to be sentenced on December 18th. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants the nation's capital to host the Super Bowl in 2031.
The mayor spoke Monday during the annual State of the District conference hosted by the D.C. Chamber of Commerce. Bowser noted that D.C. will play host to the NFL draft in 2027 and said she firmly believes the district will host the Super Bowl shortly after the new Commanders Stadium opens in 2030. Bowser has strongly supported the team's return to D.C., saying investment in sports and entertainment can help offset an expected economic downturn in the city. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Princeton University taking the top college once again. Jennifer Polsoni reports.
U.S. News and World Report is out with its best colleges rankings, putting Princeton University on top for a second year, followed by MIT, Harvard, Stanford University, and Yale tying for fourth. The University of Chicago, Duke, Johns Hopkins University, Northwestern, and the University of Pennsylvania rounding out the top 10. The schools are ranked on more than a dozen measures, including graduation rates, faculty resources, and research output.
A Missouri woman who tried to put Elvis Presley's Graceland estate up for auction will spend nearly 5 years in federal prison. 54-year-old Lisa Finley pleaded guilty to one count of mail fraud earlier this year and was given a 57-month sentence with 3 years of supervised probation. According to authorities, Finley forged the signatures of Elvis Presley's late daughter, Lisa Marie, and a Florida notary to claim Lisa Marie Presley did not pay back nearly $4 million loan from a purported company that listed Graceland as collateral. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss one count of aggravated identity theft that was previously filed against her. Google will offer YouTube accounts that were permanently banned for political speech the ability to be reinstated.
The tech giant detailed its shift in a document provided to the House Judiciary Committee, and it admits it once faced pressure from the Biden administration to remove content about COVID-19. The document states YouTube values conservative voices and says creators have extensive reach and play an important role in civic discourse. The new policy from Google could affect figures like FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino and War Room podcast host Steve Bannon, both of whom were permanently banned in recent years. I'm Jim Roop.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab says that there are 5 meteors that could be cruising by Earth this week, but scientists say there's nothing to worry about.
The meteors that are at least the size of a bus will stay far away from Earth. But if one did come close, say land on your property, is it yours? According to U.S. law, it is. But you might be in for a fight because some meteors, say from the moon or Mars, can be worth millions. And meteorite hunters tend to take a finder's keeper position. But truth be told, your odds are better at winning the lottery than having a meteor crash into your home. I'm Bree Tennis.
Major League Baseball announced yesterday that the Automatic Balls and Strikes System, or ABS, will be implemented for the 2026 season. Each team will be given two challenges each game, but will keep them if they're successful. Challenges can only be initiated by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. The ABS system has been used in the minor leagues for a few years and was implemented during Major League spring training games this year.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Blue Jays 4-1 last night in Toronto. Both teams back at it tonight at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A gray day today. A few wet days ahead. Clouds and showers throughout the day, 67. Staying humid tonight, 61. More rain for tomorrow, 70. Friday starts out with showers and then drying out by the afternoon. Remaining cloudy, 76. Partial sun returns for Saturday, 73. Some sun on Sunday, 74. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
London Beat with I've Been Thinking About You, and I've been thinking about a nice juicy steak from the butcher shop. And if you would like to get yourself one of those or any of the other great items that they carve up and butcher up for you over there, well, just stop in 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And unlike a supermarket, you're going to get exactly what you want the way you want it. You want more fat, less fat. You want something that's a little bit thicker, thinner. You like it from the end, you like it from the middle, whatever it is. They can do it all for you over at the butcher shop because it is service that is catered directly to you, not wrapped in a package and thrown in a refrigerator. This is something that will be cut right before your very eyes. And they also can get things that you can't find other places. If they don't have it already, just ask. If they can get it for you, they will. Except the kangaroo. As Eric points out. But everything else, they can get it for you. And what's really cool about the butcher shop is that you can always stop in and get something delicious that they have cooked up for you. Real homemade cooking with Portuguese flair. Stop in and get yourself a nice hot lunch today on a rainy day like this. Why bother trying to go to another restaurant or something? Just go grab something. Sit in your car at the beach, watch the rain come down, and enjoy some of their great casserole and potatoes or some of the other stuff that they cook up fresh every single day. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It'll become your new favorite place to shop. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Hey, so Monday, that flight you're taking to Boston on Cape Air, what time do you think you'll be actually getting there to the terminal?
So it's supposed to be 8:50 that you're supposed to get off the plane between, getting up in the air and waiting to land and everything.
No. What time are you getting to New Bedford?
Leaving New Bedford at 8:15.
So you yourself getting to what I'm leading to is maybe this isn't the 11th hour, but close to it. I was thinking like a year and a half ago, when we did that gathering of WBSM followers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That a bunch of us get together Monday and have a little send off party for you and also like promote that, but also get together and like each other, and it's supporting you and the station and the cause.
That makes me nervous.
So if you get there, let's say 7:30, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be there all morning broadcasting from there.
So you're going to actually start there at 6 and then leave from there?
Yeah. Oh, so we'll be doing that. And then Chris is going to be doing his show there right after. So we're going to have 6 straight hours at the airport on Monday morning.
I guess last week I wasn't listening to that. What I think I was dealing with. Yeah.
I'd be a little bit nervous about a send-off party because that would make me think I'm not coming back. So I'd be a little nervous. But anybody that wants to come... They're going to have a ceremony, and then they're going to have anybody that wants to come and see the flight take off, they can go up to the observation tower and watch it.
That's probably what I'll end up doing, but I wish I had presented something earlier, because maybe we could actually do something like that, like a sponsor, like a Dunkin' Donuts or Honeydew and all that. But I was thinking about it, and it's a great thing for the area, for the region. It's for all practical reasons, and a lot of people now who I've been talking to, because, you know, I go all over the city and the area, say, wow, it took all this time. Well, the fact is, it's here now. The availability is here now, unless you utilize it. So,
well, I think a big thing, a big part of the holdup was it wasn't just whether or not Cape Air wanted to do it. It's that you needed to have TSA on board, because you can't fly people to the airport and then tell them, okay, now you've got to get out of here and go walk through the front of the airport again. They needed to have them screened in New Bedford to be able to stay at the airport. So now that they've got this new machine, which is phenomenal, they're able to actually do that.
I was the other day, they brought it in on a trailer. I was returning a car rental to Avis, and I looked at it, and it just reminded me of a big turbo jet engine.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is when you're going through it, you're just going to go and you're going to let them know about your bag, and they're going to give you the baggage tag and everything. But then when you go through the screening, you bring your bag with you, so you never, your bag is always with you the whole time.
Right, there's no separation.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff, but so you don't get air sick like people get seasick, do you?
No, I've never had before, but I've never been in a plane this small either. So I don't get seasick, so hopefully I don't get air sick either. But yeah, well, here's the thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Even if somebody does get anxiety going up there, it's a 15-minute flight. So by the time everybody tells you to calm down, you've already landed.
Many years ago, mid-80s, my first time I actually did it, I went from Boston to White Plains, New York, to Baltimore on American Eagle. That was kind of like Cape Air. And the first plane was decent size, but the changeover from White Plains ended up being, because the group basically separated, so there was less of us going to Baltimore, so they put a smaller plane. That one was a little rough. And on the way back, I did the reverse, and instead we just went directly from Baltimore to Boston. So I was visiting my sister. I lived in Virginia. So that type, that size of airline. And then when you were saying the other day about just how big they are, I've always known it. They have the Florida stuff. They have the Arizona stuff. So they're actually a pretty big company. We just don't realize it
right, for
what we see here.
Yeah. And my first flight was cross country. So the first time I ever flew, I was 35 years old. I flew from Boston to L.A. And so that was my first flight. So I really had no choice. Like once I got up there, I was like, wow. I was stuck. So, and then when I went to Toronto, they put us on a smaller plane from wherever I had my connection from. And so that was like I don't know, like 20, 30 people on that plane. That's how many it's seated. And then when I go to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan from Detroit to the UP, they have one of those smaller planes, but it's not as small as the Cape Air flight. So I'm looking forward to getting up there and having that 360-degree view of everything and flying lower than the other planes do so that you can really see the sights.
And like you said, you're going to probably bring the cam with you, get some good views. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to it, and I'll see you there, my friend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And it's going to be a fantastic day on Monday. Big day for the city, because this is major. And by the way, this is just the start of bigger things coming to the New Bedford Regional Airport. So not only are they hoping that this service takes off and they can begin to offer more flights to Boston, but they want to do other things as well. And when this new terminal comes in, if you know, once that's constructed, you're going to see even more action happen at the airport. So one of the things, though, is the city council likes to cut the budget for the airport, and that makes it harder to get some of these things done. But we'll see where it goes. We'll talk a lot about it on Monday, I'm sure, with the guests that we will have on. Before I take a break, speaking of things that you can, you know, look forward to, how about looking forward to football Sundays at Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards? 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford, inside the Whaler Inn and Suites. They have these great specials every Sunday for Football Sunday. So $3 Coors and Bud Light drafts, $6 sliders, which you can choose from their cheeseburger, plain cheeseburger, the rodeo burger, or the pulled pork slider, and then 50-cent wings. So you can get a 50-cent wings. They do a little upcharge for sauces, but come on. You're going to go out there for less than $20. You're going to have yourself one heck of a lunch or dinner while you're watching the game. So just keep in mind that the wings, the 50-cent wings, are dine-in only. You can't take them to go. But all of this and more at Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford, inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, the place to go to watch the game. And this weekend, I actually don't have to go anywhere on Sunday for the first time in weeks. Maybe I'm going to go over there and watch the game there. I want to try some of those sliders, and those wings look amazing. All right, I got to take one more break here. Actually, I've got two breaks, so let me get this one in. We will be right back. And you could have people singing What a Man About You after a visit to the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford, because the Ultimate Men's Clinic can help you if you are, if you're not feeling like you're what a man. You get what I'm saying? If you want to feel a little bit more manly, if you want to have a little bit more to yourself, well, then just visit the Ultimate Men's Clinic. You can reach out to them by giving them a call, 508-505-9100, or you can visit them online, theultimatemensclinic.com. When you go on the website, you can see all the services that they offer. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make a change. There's nothing wrong with saying, like, a little bit more than what I was given at birth. They can take care of that for you. So again, just go to theultimatemensclinic.com. You can see all of their services, and it might not be that. It might be some other issues that you're having in the bedroom. It might just be some issues you're having where you just don't feel like yourself. And that's where they can help you out with testosterone treatments and so many other things. But the first step is to talk to them. You can feel comfortable talking to them. You don't have to feel like you have to beat around the bush with them. Just go in and tell them exactly what's wrong. They've heard it all, and they will talk to you about all the things that they can do for you. Again, theultimatemensclinic.com, theultimatemensclinic.com, or give them a call, 508-505-9100. All right, that is going to do it for me for today. Stick around. We have Ken Pittman filling in for Chris McCarthy coming your way. Chris is out sick today, but hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But Ken will have a lively discussion with you for the next 3 hours. And, of course, we will have more of your Money Talks cash codes coming your way as well. Your chance to win $1,000. There's 9 more codes coming today. That's 9 more chances to win $1,000, plus the extra opportunities you have by doing a few things on the same page at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that will earn you extra entries. So wouldn't you like to be $1,000 richer just for listening to WBSM? Well, go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app for more.